出去，进了一家，不愿意人知道，却隐藏不住。当下有一个妇人，她的小女儿被污鬼附着，听见耶稣的事，就来俯伏在他脚前。这妇人是希列人，属叙利腓尼基族。他求耶稣赶出那鬼，离开他的女儿。耶稣对他说：让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。妇人回答说：主啊，不错，但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的碎渣儿。耶稣对他说：因这句话，你回去吧，鬼已经离开你的女儿了。他就回家去，见小孩子躺在床上，鬼已经出去了。一起祈祷， Let's pray。 主耶稣，我们多谢你，我们看到你的恩典，靠主耶稣给我们今天可以有属灵的眼去看你的话语，属灵的耳听到你的教导。主，求你开放我们的心去领受明白你今天跟我们讲的话，求主使用孩子可以很清楚表达你对我们今天的讯息。多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 在这里我们见到真正信心胜于身份， So we're looking at true faith is better than identity。 那我们首先看到身份与信心有挑战， And we see that there's a challenge between identity and faith。在这里我们看到这个经文，很多人一看呢就觉得有没有搞错，耶稣为什么会这样做。 And so often when we look at these passages that we just read, so many people say, wow, how could Jesus do that? That's terrible. 那有时呢我们看圣经呢，我们需要明白圣经的文化背景。 And sometimes when we read the Bible, we need to understand the background and the cultural surroundings that it's written in. 因为圣经是2000年前在中东写的，所以有很多文化色彩的，还有当时 时代 的环境的色彩。Because the Bible was written, you know, 2,000 years ago from the Middle East, and so there's a lot of cultural things that were going on back then that we need to understand. 如果我们明白呢，我们可能会是误解圣经。And if we don't understand it, maybe we'll misinterpret it. 所以这个呢，我们记得上个星期在第六章里面，我们看到耶稣在加利利海附近呢跟法利赛人对话。 If you remember from last week in the first part of chapter 7, we saw Jesus around the lake of Galilee and he was being challenged by the Pharisees. 他记得耶稣讲呢是不是有考进去令人污秽，反而是从心里面出来是令人污秽。 And if you remember last week, we said that Jesus taught that it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles the man, it's what comes out of the heart. 所以耶稣呢是讲紧，即是我们是心里面那个境况是很紧要的，不是我们吃些什么或者接触些什么。 So Jesus is telling us it's what's in our heart that's important. It's not what we eat or what we come in contact with. 跟着呢耶稣就走去这个退罗西顿的地方。 And then Jesus went to this place. It's, I forgot it in English. 退罗 Tarsus. Tarsus and Sidon. Right? No, not Tarsus. 英文叫什么？退罗，我忽然间忘记了。Tyre and Sidon. Yeah. So, 这个是以色列的境外的，是一个外邦人的地方。 And Tyre is outside of the land of Egypt, outside the land of Israel. So it's a land of the Gentiles. 耶稣就去到外邦人的地方去避一避，静一静。 And Jesus left Israel, went to the land of the Gentiles to get away, to be quiet. 如果你记得在第六章呢，他又想避一避，但是避不到啊。去到加利利海坐船，有啲人跟住佢，跟住分五饼二鱼俾人食，记唔记得？ If you remember in chapter 6, Jesus wanted to get away. They went in a ship. They went across the lake, and the people followed them. And then they had to have the loaves and the fishes. Remember?
佢一直都冇办法去静一静，所以而家就点啊？就要离开以色列先可以静一静。
And so he couldn't have a time to rest, so he had to leave Israel to get away so he could have some time to rest.
咁你认识以色列人呢个背景呢，以色列人呢唔会同外邦人接触，除非有需要嘅话。
You know, if you understand about the children of Israel, they would not have contact unless necessary with non-Jewish people.
佢话如果一个犹太人同一个外邦人接触呢，佢系污秽嘅，不洁净。
And they say if they have contact with the Gentiles, then they will become unclean. They will be defiled.
甚至呢，犹太人绝对唔会进入喺一个外邦人嘅家里边。
And the Jewish people would not even enter into the home of a Gentile.
于是呢，犹太人呢就系会系好孤立自己，完全唔会去到推罗呢啲地方。
And so the Jews, they would separate themselves and they wouldn't go to a place like Tyre.
所以耶稣就去呢个地方想静一静，但隐藏不住。
And so Jesus went to this place, he wanted to get away, but he couldn't be hidden.
隐藏不住的人都是听到他的声语。
And he wanted to get away, but the people had heard about him.
所以在这里发生这件事很奇妙。
And so we see what happened in this place. It's so amazing.
犹太人的律法呢，就不是说犹太人是高人一等。不是说犹太人好其他人不好，不是这样的意思。
You must understand that the Jewish law does not say that the Hebrew people, the Israelites, are better than other people. It's not that at all.
个意思就是神拣选犹太人，神拣选亚伯拉罕的子孙是做他的选民。
But what it is that God chose the children of Israel, the descendants of Abraham, to be his people, his chosen people.
于是以色列人呢，同其他人是分出来的，分别为圣。
And so the Jews were separated from the other people to be holy.
于是神呢，在以色列人有个特别的计划。
And so God had a special plan for the Jewish people.
这个特别的计划呢，就要耶稣来到以色列。耶稣来到以色列在十字架死，耶稣在十字架上死，是为全世界的人死。跟住福音可以来到全世界。
And that plan was that God chose the Jewish people that the Messiah, Jesus, would come through Israel. He would die on the cross. And when he died on the cross, he would die for the whole world, that the whole world could be blessed.
所以现在耶稣呢，是来到这个时候呢，是未死在十字架。所以好像以色列人和外邦人呢，是有蒙墙隔绝。
And so now, here at this time, Jesus had not died on the cross yet. And so it's like there's a wall separating the Jews from the Gentiles.
好像我们这个有蓬墙在这里，将我们从外边隔绝。
It's like we have a wall here that we can't get outside.
我们星期四晚在查经以弗所书第二章，我们都看到这个经文，就是很奇妙，第二章十四节。
And Thursday night in our Bible studies, we're studying in Ephesians, we read in chapter 2, verse 14.
他说，因他使我们和睦，将两下合意为一，拆为了中间隔断的墙。
It says, because he is our peace, and he has broken down the wall between us and made us one.
这个意思就是讲到外邦人和以色列人，因为耶稣基督将这埲墙拆开，我们可以合二为一。
And this verse is telling us that the Jewish people and all the Gentiles, you and I, we can be one together because Jesus took down the dividing wall.
意思就是说，现在耶稣里面没有分彼此。
And that means that in Jesus Christ, there is no distinction.
不是说有些高有些低，有些叻有些不叻，在耶稣里面全部都是一样。
It means that we're not, some of us are better than others, some of us are higher in distinction. No, in Jesus Christ, we're all the same and all equal.
因为耶稣是拆开围墙，我们全部在耶稣里面是一家人。
Because in Jesus took away that wall and we are all one in Christ.
所以我们去菲律宾服侍，或者我们去四川服侍，我们都是主里面一家人。
So if we go to the Philippines or we go to Sichuan, we're still one in Christ.
我们看25节，马可福音第七章25节。
Look at Mark verse 25, chapter 7.
当下有一个妇人，她的小女儿被污鬼附着，听见耶稣的事，就俯伏在他脚前。
电话不停响都唔停嘅，啊，唔好意思，啊，而家停咗，啊，
呢度话我哋听呢个妇人，佢好心急，好迫切，因为佢嘅女儿被鬼附身。
This lady, she's so urgent and so in need because her daughter is possessed with a demon.
佢嚟到俯伏喺耶稣脚前 ，and she comes and she bows to Jesus。你知唔知咩叫俯伏啊？佢哋跪，哎呀，耶稣啊，耶稣啊
！and she just falls down on her in at the feet of Jesus。and 因为佢系好心急。嗱，有边几个有仔女喺度啊？可唔可以举手 ？Who has children here this morning？ 啊，我都有仔女嘛。啊，我都知道，如果我哋仔女病咧。你好心痛系咪
？If your children are sick, you're really disturbed about it, aren't you？ 如果被鬼附身咧，系咩情况啊？系点嘅样
？And if you're possessed with a demon, what is it like？
你系咪好似痴线啊？系咪好似有啲嘅精神错乱啊？系咪有啲神志不清啊
？Is it like being mentally ill, schizophrenic, being really confused, depressed？
肯定，如果你嘅女系咁样，好心急，好心痛。And if your daughter is like that, you're very anxious and you're very much in pain and need.
呢个妇人咧，佢听过耶稣嚟到，佢知道耶稣有能力啊，佢好心急。
And this lady, she heard about Jesus, and now Jesus came, and she's so anxious.
佢话我要揾耶稣啊 ，she said, I need to find Jesus.
因为佢觉得耶稣可以帮到佢 ，because she thought Jesus can help me.
你今日觉得耶稣会帮你吗 ？Do you think Jesus can help you this morning？
我相信耶稣会帮你嘅，因为耶稣好有爱心，耶稣有怜悯。
Jesus can help us because Jesus has love, He has compassion, He has mercy。所以呢个妇人嚟到好心痛，有呢个困难系好心急嚟靠耶稣。
So here she comes, she's just so in pain and she's so anxious and she has this trial.
佢做得好喎，佢有问题，佢嚟揾耶稣。
You know, she did a good thing. She came to Jesus with her problem.
好多时咧，我哋有呢啲问题，我哋唔揾耶稣，我哋揾好多其他方法。
And so often we have problems, we don't come to Jesus. We call all the other people around.
佢就为佢个女代祷 ，and she's interceding for her daughter.
我哋头先敬拜嘅时候唱一首歌，我用祷告嚟到你跟前。
And as we were worshiping, we sang a song. They said, "I come in prayer to the throne of God."
我话因为祷告系摇动神嘅手。
It says in that song, it says because prayer moves the hands of God.
因为我嘅手做唔到，祷告可以做到。
It says what I cannot do with my hands, prayer can do.
你要学习祷告
，You need to learn how to pray.
你系用祷告将你家人带到耶稣面前
，and you use through prayer bring your family to Jesus。
因为我哋祷告，神就工作
，because when we pray, God moves。
神想听你嘅祷告
，God wants to hear your prayers。
神听你嘅祷告，想摇动佢嘅手去工作
，and God wants to hear your prayers and then move His hands and solve our problems。
所以呢个女人做得非常好。
So this lady did a wonderful thing.
佢有困难，佢嚟揾到耶稣；有病嘅辛苦嚟揾耶稣。
And she had a problem. She took it to Jesus.
When we're sick, it's painful. We take it to Jesus.
严格嚟讲，呢个女人有三样嘢咧，系对佢不利。可以话佢三个身份咧，令到佢应该冇资格得到神嘅帮助。
And from one point of view, you could say this lady has three strikes against her, three things in her life that would keep her from the wrong identity, the wrong way of getting a blessing from God.
佢三个身份上嘅问题
，and she has three identity problems. 我哋话真正嘅信心胜于身份。We said true faith is better than identity。咁佢有三个嘅身份嘅错误嘅，系可能阻止佢得到神嘅祝福。And she has three problems that might hinder her from receiving from God。咩意思啊？我解释，第一，佢系一个女人。The first thing, she's a lady。你知道犹太人咧祈祷咧，佢会一站起每日朝早起身感谢神三件事。You know, the Jews, they would wake up in the morning, they thank God for three things. 他男人呢就站起来说，感谢主，我出世不是外邦人。And they say, praise God, I was born, I'm not a Gentile, I'm a Jew. 第二件事呢，他祈祷，感谢主，我出世不是只狗。And the second thing, they would say, praise God, I am not a dog. 跟着第三件事呢，感谢主，我不是女人。And then the third thing, they say, praise God, I'm not a woman.於是那個猶太人呢，他將女人和狗和外邦人列在一起。 And so the Jews, they would put dogs, women and Gentiles in the same category.
這個是一個女人身份錯了，這個也是一個外邦的推羅的女人。
And she is a Gentile from Tyre. She is a lady from Tyre.
兩樣東西身份錯了。第三呢，佢嘅女系鬼附身。
And the third thing, her daughter is demon possessed.
嗱，好多人话见到啲人系有问题啊，嘿，系抵死啊！佢边个叫佢玩嗰啲嘢啦？
You know, so often, you know, we have problems and people around us that say it deserves him right. He had no business getting involved in that stuff.
系咪？我话佢瞓街系应该咧，佢系病系赌徒啊，输晒咁多钱咧，应该瞓街啦。
You know, they say, oh, he's sleeping on the street. He should, you know, he's a gambler. He's wasted all his money.
好多时咧，我哋见到人哋落寞啊，我哋想踢佢多脚系咪
？So often we see people down, we just want to kick them, you know.
我觉得抵死啊，系应该啊，走远离我。
And so often we have this attitude, that serves them right, you know, it's their fault, you know.
一个人被鬼附身肯定有原因嘛。他有原因呢，不要理他了。
And we say, oh, somebody demon possessed, there's got to be a reason. Oh, there's a reason, oh, just get away from her.
嗱，如果三个理由，可能你不会帮这个女人。
From these three reasons, maybe you wouldn't try and help this lady.
因为觉得他是没得救。
好奇妙哦，耶稣曾经在约翰福音第四章去一个撒玛利亚的地方，都是外邦人的地方，即是半外邦半犹太人的地方，是帮一个井旁的妇人，记不记得？
Do you remember in the book of John chapter 4, Jesus went to Samaria. The Samaritans were half Jew and half Gentile.
耶稣去到 and Jesus went to the well and talked to the woman at the well.
这个井旁的妇人又是身份不对哦。
And the woman at the well, she had an identity problem. 因为她是妓女哦。Because she was a prostitute.
但耶稣肯跟她谈，肯关心，肯帮到她。
But Jesus was willing to talk with her, have compassion on her, and help her.
我发现到呢，耶稣是知道真正的信心胜过身份。
You know, Jesus knows that true faith is more important, is better than identity.
所以耶稣是怎样回答这个女人，她来求耶稣。
So how did Jesus respond to this lady's request?
你看27节。Look in verse 27. 耶稣对她说，让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
Jesus said, let the children eat first and don't give the bread of the children to the dogs.
哇，一听就好愤气啊，耶稣搞错，这样讲都得啊。
You know, you hear this and you say, this is ridiculous. How can Jesus say something like that? That's, I can't accept it.
耶稣是不是叫他称他为狗？ Did Jesus call her a dog? 哎呀，耶稣这么有爱心，这样讲嘢都得吗？
He said, Jesus has such love, how can he talk this way?
所以我们要了解
如果我们听上来觉得耶稣拒绝他， We need to understand what's going on here. Because if we just take it on the surface, it sounds like Jesus is rejecting her.
似乎耶稣是对他没爱心，很冷漠。
And it sounds like Jesus is being cold and hard-hearted towards her.
其实不是，
耶稣是想考验他的信心。In reality, Jesus wants to test her.
耶稣知道他里面是怎样爱主，他知道他会怎样坚持。耶稣想将他的信心显出来，被全世界看。
And Jesus knows what's in her heart, the faith that she has, and Jesus wants to bring that faith out so the whole world can see.
因为这个女人有信心，外邦人的女人是有信心，反而法利赛人在加利利海是没信心。
Because here we have a Gentile lady in Tyre who has faith, and we have the Pharisees at the Lake of Galilee who do not have faith.
所以耶稣特意要强调她这个信心给我们看。
So Jesus wants to emphasize the faith that she has so that we can see it.
其实耶稣是讲了一个事实。
Jesus is just speaking truth.
这个事实有几方面。第一呢，
耶稣的而且确来是要帮以色列人。以色列人是神的选民，即是说神的儿女。And the truth is that Jesus came to the children of Israel. The children of Israel are God's chosen people. They are God's children.
所以耶稣来的福气是要先给以色列人。
So Jesus came to give the blessings to the children of Israel first.
这个是一个事实。
This is a fact.
你不喜欢都是这样的。
And even if you don't like it, it's still true.
好，耶稣来到给福气以色列人。我问你，刚才举手有儿女那些的，如果你有10元，你的儿女没得吃，你隔离街坊又没得吃，你的10元被谁吃先？
So let me ask those of you who have children today, and you have $10, and your children don't have anything to eat, and the people in the next house don't have anything to eat, who are you going to feed first with your $10?
当然是自己仔女嘛。
I'm sure you'll all say, my children,
是吗？个个家长都是照顾自己的仔女先嘛。
Everybody takes care of their children first.
耶稣是讲一个事实，我是以色列人，我是来到以色列迷失的羊，要养以色列的羊吃饱先。
And so Jesus is just telling the truth. He is a Jew, he came to the lost children of Israel, the sheep who have gone astray, and he must feed them first.
这个是事实。第二个事实，犹太人是当外邦人是狗。
And the second truth is that the Jewish people looked at all Gentiles as dogs.
这个是事实的。
This is a fact.
那些退路的人都知道犹太人是这样看他。
And the people in Tyre knew that the Jews looked at them as being dogs.
好像我知道中国人叫我做鬼佬。
It's like, I know that Chinese call me a foreign devil.
是明知嘛，你们叫我们做鬼佬，我的仔是叫鬼仔，我的女儿是叫鬼妹嘛，那我是明知嘛。
You know, I know you call me a foreign devil, and my sons you call little devils, and my girls you call girl devils. I mean, that's,
我是老伯伯的时候你叫我是即是又是鬼佬。
And when I become an old man, you'll still call me a foreign devil.
但是你不可以叫我太太做鬼佬嘛。
But you can't call my wife a foreign devil, because, yeah.
不，这个事实的嘛。咁但是事实还事实。
耶稣是将这个事实讲出来，但是他又讲了另一个事实。他说，儿女吃先。Jesus said the children eat first.
那如果讲儿女吃先，有先有没有后啊？
If you have a first, is there a second?
耶稣是讲到儿女要吃先，即已经是给他一个盼望，他吃先，跟着我可以吃，我可以吃。
And so Jesus is saying if the children eat first, he's giving her a hope, because if they have to eat first, then there's hope for her to come in second.
是吗？耶稣没关门，没拒绝，反而呢是给他一束希望。
Jesus didn't close the door. Jesus didn't reject her. In fact, Jesus gave her a hope.
如果佢听到呢个盼望，揸到手，佢系有希望。
And if she heard that hope, then there's, she has, something to hold on to.
如果你识希腊文咧，你会睇到耶稣用个搞嗰只字，嗰、那个字咧系好有趣。
And if you know Hebrew, Greek, you will understand the word for dog that Jesus used.
因为我哋可以叫流浪狗，可以叫大只狗、大犬啊，系咪？
We can call it a big wolf, a stray dog, you know.
耶稣用个字呢就是狗仔。
But Jesus used the word for puppy.
那如果我犹太人当外邦人是、流浪狗很凶恶你会觉得、
You know, if the Jews use the term for calling Gentiles as being, wolves and stray dogs, and you get this impression of just being evil and wanting to bite you.
但是当你讲到狗仔的时候，你会想到啲乜嘢？
But if you say puppy, what do you think of?
通常一想到狗仔咧，会想到可爱得意嘅，好可爱啊，好靓啊。
And usually when you think of a puppy, you think, oh, it's so cute, oh, it's so nice.
系咪？多数系咁，系咪？个个都中意狗仔喎。
The puppies are, you know, they just say, they're just cute. You have to love them.
耶稣称呼呢个女人，即系佢话将儿女嘅食物俾狗仔食。
So when Jesus said to give the food of the children to the puppies,
佢系用一个可爱、一个温馨、一个嘅称呼俾呢个女人。
And that is a warm, a close, a loving term, an affectionate term that he's using.
那个女人听得到。
She understood what Jesus was saying.
是耶稣用这个字眼呢就是给机会他。耶稣不是用一个的很有贬低的、很有恶毒、很有歧视的眼光讲，反而他用一个温馨一个慈爱的字眼来跟他讲。
Jesus is not using a term that's derogatory, a term that's going to offend and make it sound evil. Rather, Jesus is using a term that is loving and kind and affectionate.
所以个女人听到的时候，她的反应呢，就是知道是不同的。
And so we can see,that when she heard this from her response, she knew it was different.
那你说耶稣是不是偏心呢？耶稣绝对不会偏心。
Is Jesus prejudiced? No.
耶稣是不是喜欢这些不喜欢那些？
Does Jesus only like these people and doesn't like those people?
No. 耶稣是所有人都喜欢的。耶稣不会偏心。
耶稣只是要考验这个女人。Jesus loves everybody, but he wants to test this lady's faith.
那如果耶稣这样称呼你，你会有什么反应先？
Now, if Jesus called you a dog, what would you respond as?
你带着你的痛苦来到耶稣，耶稣说，哎，我先给儿女吃，我不给你吃。
And you bring your problem to Jesus, and you're just so...You know, enthralled with your problem and you're so anxious, and Jesus said, oh, just give the bread to the children, don't give it to you.
可能你会好激气，可能会灰心，可能会嬲，可能会失望。
I think that you'd be frustrated, you'd be angry, you'd be disappointed. You'd want to give up.
好多人会讲，哎，我来求耶稣，耶稣都唔错，即系唔睬我。I came to Jesus and asked, and he didn't even pay attention to me.
或者，哎，我听过耶稣咁伟大，即系我嚟要揾佢，佢就讲我丑啊，话我只狗啊。
I came to Jesus, I had this big problem, and I heard about he could do these wonderful things, and he just called me a dog and told me to get lost.
喂，如果耶稣咁样对你，你会点样？好激气系咪？以后唔谂呢个耶稣。
If Jesus did that to you, you'd be so angry and upset. You'd say, I'm not even going to think about this Jesus ever again.
反而这个女人怎样？ But what was this lady like? 这个女人是不是这样呢？这个女人绝对不是，她没有发脾气，反而她认同耶稣所说的。
This lady didn't get angry. Instead, she agreed with what Jesus said.
你看28节。
Look at 28.
妇人回答说，主啊，不错，但是搅在桌子底下，也吃孩子们的碎渣儿。
She's so amazing. She said, Lord, that's true. What you said is true. But the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table.
她的反应呢，不是失望，她的反应不是伤心，反而她是大胆继续求耶稣。
And her response is not a response of disappointment. It's not a response of being mad. Instead, she's continuing to ask Jesus for a blessing.
她表示她明白耶稣的意思，我是狗仔，你说得没错，我是狗仔，你的犹太人当我是狗仔，在你眼中我是没用，但是我在桌子里面都可以吃零水吧。
She's saying, yes, yes, in your eyes I am a dog. In your eyes I am no good. Yes, in your eyes I am worthless. But I can still eat from under the table, can I?
你看她那个反应是一个的有信心的反应。
And her response shows that she still had faith.
她知道耶稣是这个帮助的源头。
And she said, Jesus is the source of help.
所以无论耶稣怎么说，我都是要拿住耶稣。
And so no matter what Jesus says, I'm still going to hold on to him.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有那种信心？
Do you have that kind of faith today?
无论耶稣怎么说，我要拿实耶稣。
It doesn't matter what Jesus says, I'm going to hold on to Jesus.
因为耶稣是我的帮助。
Because he is my help.
他有这种信心。没失望，没伤心，继续仰望神。
Don't be discouraged. Don't be upset. Continue to have faith in Jesus Christ.
他真的明白神的意思。我想你留意一下，他没有发脾气。
如果他发脾气呢，就说你说我是只狗，岂有似你，跟着我找人呢，她得不得到帮助？ Look and notice, she did not get angry and upset. If she got angry and upset and said, forget it with you, man, you calling me a dog, I'm out of here, and she leaves, she would not have gotten anything from God.
很多时我们是太快呢，是误解了耶稣对我们的反应。
Too often we come to a conclusion and we misunderstand what Jesus is doing in our life.
跟着我们是关过个门，我们拒绝耶稣，岂有似你，耶稣这样对我。
And we close the door on Jesus and we say, what are you doing that for?
是跟着是我们走，不是耶稣走。
And then we leave, it's not Jesus leaving.
我们要学这个女人。We need to learn from this lady. 是怎样有信心。那真正信心改变身份。
True faith,will change our identity.
这个真正的信心呢，是有三点。
And here we see in this lady that she has three important points of her true faith.
你看29节和30节， Look at 29 and 30. 耶稣对他说，因这句话，你回去吧，鬼已经离开你的女儿了。他就回去见小孩子躺在床上，鬼已经出去了。
Because of her faith, her daughter was healed, and she went home.
那耶稣的能力好犀利。耶稣呢，个女都唔喺度嘅，跨咗一段距离，都可以医治佢个女。
Here we see Jesus, the daughter wasn't even there, and Jesus had the authority to heal her, even though she was far away.
我哋唔知道几远，但耶稣讲一声。
We don't know how far away she was, but when Jesus said the word, just like that, the demon left.
耶稣是掌管一切，耶稣是掌管幽灵和邪灵。耶稣一讲声，就算是世界的另一边都要走。 Jesus is in control of everything. Jesus is over everything, even the demon spirits. And if Jesus says the word, even if it's on the other side of the world, the demon has to leave.
耶稣的 权能 好犀利。 所以我们见到耶稣这个能力 就很感恩。
耶稣这样做呢, 表示三样的。 And by Jesus doing this, there are three things that Jesus showed. 第一, 表示他爱这个女人。 Jesus proved that he loves this lady.
耶稣表示接纳他,
and it proves that he accepted her. 也表示他关心他, and it proves that he cared for her.
如果耶稣不爱他, 不接纳他, 不关心, 不会帮他,
if Jesus didn't love her, accept her, and care for her, he wouldn't have helped her.
但耶稣是真的接纳, 同样你可以有信心, 耶稣会接纳你, 耶稣会关心你。
And in the same way, Jesus cares for you and accepts you.
耶稣都想帮你,
and Jesus wants to help you.
所以说从这个女人有三样东西我们可以学。第一样东西呢，她又谦卑接受这个情况。
The first thing that we can learn from this lady is that she was humbly accepted the truth of Jesus.
那谦卑接受这个情况呢，是不容易。
To humbly accept this fact is not easy. 有人叫你称你为狗呢,
你就可能很愤怒,不喜欢接受, 但是他忍受接受。
If somebody calls you a dog, you may get angry and not want to accept it, but she accepted it.
他忍受得起,
she was willing to accept it.
有很多东西呢, 耶稣要我们接受, 但是我们不喜欢接受。
You know, there are a lot of things that Jesus wants us to accept, but that we don't want to accept.
我帮很多赌徒戒赌，我们戒赌呢有第一个原则，你要承认自己是没能力帮到自己的。And
I help a lot of gamblers get off gambling. And the first thing that we have to accept when we get off gambling is the first principle, I cannot help myself.
第二点呢，就是我需要依靠一个比我更大的力量来帮我戒赌，那个是神。
And the second thing we have to accept is that I need to rely on a power bigger than me, God, to help me change.
我们不喜欢这个事实，我自己来的，你说我不行，我做给你看。
You know, we don't like to accept the fact. You say I can't do it, I'm going to do it. I'll prove that I can do it.
跟住十年之后都戒不到赌，回来耷低头，我都不行，失败。
And then 10 years later, you come back with your head, your tail between your legs, and I can't do it on my own.
不到谷底呢都唔知呢个事实，根本帮唔到自己嘛。
You know, if we don't go to the bottom, we can never get up because we won't accept the fact that I can't do it on my own.
好多事实呢，我哋唔中意接受。
There are a lot of truths that Jesus tells us we don't want to accept.
耶稣话你有罪。
Jesus said you are a sinner.
我们中国人说,人之初性本善。
In Chinese say, I'm good, my good nature, I was born good.
我没罪,我没杀人放火嘛。
He say, I didn't commit any sin, I don't kill murder, I don't do this.
耶稣说你有罪。
我不是罪人。 No, I'm not a sinner, I didn't do that.
你要得到耶稣的帮助,你要接受耶稣讲的事实。
If you want to get God's help, you have to accept the fact that Jesus tells you.
圣经说我们每人都与羊走迷。
The Bible says we're all like sheep gone astray.
我们偏行己路,
we've gone our own way.
圣经说我们人心诡诈,没人能够明白。
The Bible says that our heart is evil and deceitfully wicked.
如果你看你心里面,你会发现到原来我都是一个很恶毒的人。
If you look deep inside your heart, you'll discover you too are a very evil person.
不是我,我是好人,我是善良。
We said, no, not me, I'm a good guy.
我们不喜欢接受圣经的事实。 这个妇女呢,她接受,耶稣说是,她说是。
This lady, she accepted the fact, Jesus said it's like that, she said, okay, yes, Lord.
她说,对的,是的。
She said, you're right, Jesus, it's right, I'm a dog.
我是狗，我都承认我是污糟邋遢，我是一个罪人。我话你听，我是唔好人。
I will admit to you right here, I am also a sinner. I am filthy, wicked. I am not a good person.
是因为耶稣改变我，我先至系可以改变。
And it's only because Jesus changed me that I can be who I am today.
Did any of you watch the Street Sleepers World Cup soccer match?
There are 5 步, very funny. The first step, I don't know how to我唔识洗地，因为我从来冇学过洗地。我唔识洗地，因为我从来冇学过洗地。我今日要学洗地。等等等。
If you see in this movie, you know, in Hong Kong about the street sleepers and playing soccer, they say, I don't know how to wash the floor because I never learned how to wash the floor. The second step. I don't know how to wash the floor because I never learned how to wash the floor. And then the third step, I'm going to learn how to wash the floor, etc., etc. It's the same.
我都要接受第一个事实，唔好话做少少嘢，跟住劈炮啊唔做，因为我唔识做啊，太难学啊，懒惰啊。
You know, we can't just give up because we say I can't do it, I don't know how to do it, it's too hard, make excuses.
接受耶稣俾我哋嘅事实
，We need to accept the fact that Jesus tells us.
佢呢个第一样嘢，谦卑接受事实。
Humbly accept the fact.
有些人看圣经跟圣经缠来缠去，说不是我不接受，我不接受。你想从耶稣得福，你圣经说什么你接受什么，你很快得福。你缠来缠去，你可能缠一世都得不到福气。
A lot of people, you know, they read the Bible and they just argue with it, they make excuses, they're fighting against it.But you know, if you want to get blessed by God, just accept what the Bible says. Accept it and start living it. And you'll be blessed. You can fight and struggle over the Word of God your whole life and you never get anything from God. If you start living it and accepting it, you'll be blessed.
是这么简单。成功的秘诀，接受圣经，跟随圣经，做你的人生的指标，你会得福。
The key to success is following the Word of God, living the Word of God, and you will be blessed.
不要再撑下去 Stop struggling against it. 好，第二件事他做呢，就是谦卑敬拜耶稣。
The second thing she did is she humbly worshiped God.
他俯伏在耶稣面前，耶稣叫他只狗，他还在那里，耶稣对的，对的，你说得对的，但我要吃灵水。
She bowed down, she was holding on to Jesus' feet, and she's calling out humbly before him, worshiping. She called him Lord.
在马太福音讲同这个经文，他是赞美神，他是敬畏神。
And in the book of Matthew, it tells the same story. It says that she was worshiping God. She even called him the son of David.
She called him Lord. 你可不可以谦卑敬拜耶稣，就算耶稣拒绝你？你说我不明白，但我都敬拜耶稣。耶稣靠你教我。
Can you humbly worship Jesus even when he rejects you or when he doesn't answer your prayer the way you thought you wanted it to be and still say, Lord, I'm going to worship you anyway?
他说是的，对的，但是。
And she said, yes, Lord, it's true, but.
他就谦卑接受，但是他说耶稣讲的真理，但是他找另一个真理跟耶稣讲。
You know, Jesus told her the truth, she accepted the truth, and then she brought up a different truth to present before Jesus.
这个第二个真理就是我都可以吃灵水，跌落来的灵水吧。
And the second truth is that she could eat the crumbs that fall from the table.
你知道我是一个罪人，你是一个罪人，但是另一个真理，耶稣为我们罪而死。耶稣为我们罪赎罪，耶稣爱你，你信耶稣为你而死，你可以得救。
The truth is that you are a sinner, I am a sinner. The Bible says we are sinners, but the other truth is that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, and if you believe in Jesus, you can be forgiven.
有一个真理，但有另一个真理，是更加好。
So there's one truth, but there's a better truth.
这个女人找到另一个好的真理，说我可以吃灵水的。我都可以得福啊
I can take the crumbs. I can still be blessed.
你都可以有这个真理。是啊，我靠自己不得，但我靠耶稣得。 In my own strength, I cannot do it. That's true. But in God's strength, I can do it. 圣经说，我靠着那加给我力量，凡事都能做。The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 是吗？一个真理在自己里面我不行，在耶稣里面我可以。So one truth says, I can't do it on my own. The other truth says, in Jesus I can. 你拿着哪一个真理？ Which truth are you holding on to? 这个女人拿着这个吃零碎跌下来的那个真理跟耶稣说。And this lady, she held on to the truth of eating the crumbs.
第三就在马太福音讲，她靠耶稣怜悯，这里没靠耶稣怜悯。And the third is that she asked Jesus to have mercy on her. And in the book of Matthew, in the book of Mark, it doesn't say that. 耶稣是想怜悯我们。
好，最后呢，我们看看这个真正信心影响生命。
And finally, we're going to see that true faith is going to change life.
这个妇人呢，她揸住这个信心的锁匙，她靠耶稣。
And she held the key of faith as she called out to Jesus. 这个信心的锁匙被她打开个福的门。
And this key of faith opened up the door of blessing for her.
耶稣就听她的呼求，就答告。
And Jesus heard her cry and helped her.
她用信心靠耶稣，用信心得到她需要的。
She used faith to call out to Jesus, and in faith she received her blessing.
弟兄姊妹，你今天有没有信心靠耶稣？
她的坚持，耶稣似乎拒绝，她再反，她继续，神啊，我需要。And she was persistent, and even though she was apparently rejected, she continued to plead and ask God's help.
我们要坚持祷告，不要放弃。
We need to be persistent in our prayers and not give up.
可能你祈祷一次，你似乎得不到答案，你继续坚持，揸住神的应许，睇下神的答复。
And we need to continue in being persistent and ask God to help us.
她就是经得考验，站立得稳。And she stood firm in this test and trial. 所以我们可以学这个妇人的迫切的心，坚定的心。
We can learn from her anxious heart and from her persistent heart.
最后你要明白呢，因为耶稣死在十字架，我们同外邦人，我们同犹太人那埲墙拆毁了。
You know, in the final word that you need to remember, that because Jesus died on the cross, the wall between us and the Jews is taken down.
耶稣现在呢，就是接纳所有人。
Jesus accepts all.
如果你愿意跟从耶稣，他会接纳你。
If you are willing to follow Jesus, he will accept you.
耶稣复活之后派门徒出去说要往普天下去，在耶路撒冷、撒马犹大全地、撒马利亚犹大全地，直到世界地极。
Jesus told his disciples that after he rose from the dead to go to the uttermost parts of the world, and that they should preach in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all parts of the world.
保罗就是向外邦 的宣教士。
And Paul was a missionary to the Gentile nations.
现在这个圣经，因为耶稣将那埲墙拆毁，是给你和我可以得福。
And now this word, the Bible that we hold in our hands, because this wall is broken down, we have the same faith. We can get the same blessings that the Jews had.
今天你的身份在哪里？真正的信心胜于身份。
So where is your identity today? True faith is better than identity.
无论你是街头露宿者，无论你是非常之有钱，无论你是幼稚园未毕业，或者你大学毕业，在耶稣里面，你信耶稣是一样。
Whether you're a kindergarten dropout or a college graduate, whether you're sleeping on the streets or you're a rich, wealthy person, if you're in Christ and you have faith in Jesus, it doesn't matter.
耶稣是爱你，接纳你。Jesus still loves you and accepts you.
我哋可以好似呢个妇女去靠耶稣。And we can call out to Jesus for our help. 一齐低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我哋多谢你。这个退落的女人，被我们看到信心。